latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
According to a survey conducted by the travel website Skyscanner, in which 2.5 million internet users were quizzed, Spanish tourists are showing an increased interest in holidaying in Asia and Central America. The results show an increasing interest in exotic destinations over the last 3 years, although Europe is still the leader in terms of reservations, with the UK, Germany, Italy and France tying with the US for second place. Spain is topping the choice for international tourists, according to the latest data from an international survey. TripTrist travel planners say that tourists should consider the popularity of European countries when planning their 2015 travel packages to Europe, where Spain tops the list, followed by Italy and France, with Malta, Cyprus and Croatia on the Mediterranean being the interesting choice for popular yet smaller countries. Spanish mobile phone operator Jazztel is the latest to launch the high-speed 4G internet service to its customers, switching on the option this week. Jazztel confirmed earlier in the year that it was working with Orange Spain to complete the work needed to launch 4G services. Orange has since made a €3.4 billion cash offer to acquire 100% of Jazztel's shares, but the company decided to continue with the launch of the 4G network offer to its 1.7 million customers before the deal goes through. The sales of new cars rose 17.4% in November, the 15th consecutive month of growth, according to the Motor Industry Association ANFAC this week. During the month, 65,122 new vehicles were sold, partly due to the government-backed subsidy scheme to replace older cars on the roads. The October figure was 26.1%, whereas between January and November, there were a total of 781,868 vehicles sold, an overall increase of 18.1% on the same period last year. As we're in the last month of the year, the Spanish government has issued a reminder that the failure to retune televisions receiving Spanish national terrestrial TV broadcast must undergo a retune, or some channels will be lost at the end of this month. It's believed that the Alicante province is one of the worst affected areas in terms of the need to retune, with some 50,000 buildings equipped with single-channel or programmable units that must be adjusted as soon as possible in order to receive the new frequencies. The adaptation affects more than 1 million people across Alicante, 57% of the entire population, with the residents of the municipalities of Alicante and Torrevieja being the worst affected. With only a limited number of installation engineers approved by the government to carry out the work, time is fast running out before the switch off on the 31st of December. As previously reported, communal buildings are able to obtain a grant for the work, but only if the criteria determined by the government is met. A number of channels have displayed a red warning symbol on screen, others with a text notification advising that the new frequencies need to be retuned from October and they will be switched off soon. Owners of normal domestic television receivers can simply retune their TV themselves via a channel scan on the menu of the television. It's those who are connected to unaltered communal systems who will be at risk of losing the channels. The reason for the move was to make way for faster mobile phone communications via the 4G network, and so the frequencies had to be cleared and tidied up to make a better use of those available. More information can be obtained from the official website set up by the government, which is televisiondigital.es, where a list of authorised engineers is also available. For more details on these stories and many more, visit the website www.theleader.info.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.